Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and salutations, everyone. Welcome to the broadcast. You are listening to the Millionaire Nuts and Bolts from Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I'm Heather Wagenhals. I'll be your hostess and guide as we crawl into the heads of top millionaire thinkers and pull out step-by-step strategies that you can incorporate into your life right now, today, to start your day the millionaire way. And this week's past key was forget the perfection principle. And today's broadcast is going to be about the forgiveness strategy. Many times in our lives, events happen to us. Some of it has been brought on by ourselves. Others have perpetrated frauds against us. In either case, we become upset. We harbor feelings of betrayal, anger, resentment, hostility. Time, as they say, may heal all wounds, but most of the time, it just kind of buries them. And we never fully dealt with those feelings. There's always a positive intent and purpose to everything that we do. And the value in holding on to that emotion and that event, and by not forgiving ourselves, is to remind us there's some positive intent and purpose. Maybe so we don't make that mistake again, so we don't trust again. Maybe we've got an association in our head that if we forgive, it somehow condones that behavior. And that's simply not the case. Forgiveness is just forgiveness. Forgiveness is not condoning. Forgiveness is not approval. Forgiveness is not weakness. And forgiveness is not for the other person. Forgiveness is for you, the individual, that the fraud has been perpetrated against. That's who forgiveness is for. Letting yourself off the hook from the emotional torment that will materially affect the rest of your life. Now, the challenge comes in when it's us that has perpetrated the fraud against ourselves. How do we effectively punish ourselves and not do that very thing again? Or how do we forgive ourselves and be able to be vigilant about that particular activity? How do we forgive ourselves and not lose self-respect? These are all the things that we think about, because when it's someone else and we lose respect or admiration or whatever feelings of pleasure or honor or reverence we held for someone else, when it comes to ourselves, now we've got a whole different game. Or do we? Forgiveness doesn't have anything to do with any of those other feelings or concepts. Forgiveness is simply forgiveness. And it's so powerful because we hold ourselves to some accountability or some sort of level of or standard that forgiveness somehow diminishes if we do the forgiving. But that's not the case. Forgiveness is just to let ourselves off the hook and to allow ourselves to move forward and grow and learn from that mistake. We have to remember that we are just a big ball of emotions. We are not logical beings that emote. We are emotional beings that use reason and logic from time to time, and for some, less often than others. And that's okay, as long as we understand that we are emotional creatures. As such, we must learn to forgive ourselves. And there's a simple strategy that will give us all the value of forgiveness without approving or condoning the action or forgetting the action. You've heard of forgive and forget. You don't have to forget. But in order to grow and move forward from a particular event, you must forgive. Forgiving, from the definition, is to grant a pardon or a remission of an offense, or to give up all claim on a particular account as if someone owes you a debt, or to grant a pardon. Or the biggest value to forgive is to cease to feel resentment against. So we're going to separate the value of the lesson you're trying to preserve in not forgiving. But we're letting go of the emotional engagement that's holding us back. And we do that simply with this little strategy. And I've come up with this strategy based on a bunch of forgiveness patterns and behavior modifications, so neuro-linguistic programming. I also have the emotional freedom technique built in. And what you want to do is take a sheet of paper and turn it horizontally. So the length is the longer side of the paper, the 11 inches. And I'd use a sheet of computer paper so you can kind of work freeform. And draw three lines, split up the page into three equal columns. And on the first column on the left side, I want you to think of a time that you were really upset at something or someone or yourself. And you would like to resolve this issue or reach a level of forgiveness. And I want you to put down, right at the top of the column, or you can mind map it by putting it in the center and drawing your cloud of mind mapping ideas around it, is your page. And whatever will give you the biggest release is the way you need to write on the document. Write down the event. A brief description, a short description of the event. What happened? I overspent when I went to the mall and I didn't have the money. I was supposed to pay these bills and I didn't. I made a commitment to myself to save money, and I have it. Whatever the event is, write it down. And then I want you to think about that particular moment. what you saw, what you heard, what you felt or touched. If you had other experiences, other sensory awareness, like what things smelled like or what things tasted like. Sometimes when we do things against ourselves, we get a bad taste in our mouth. So write down all of those things. Write down if you felt hot or cold. Was it light or dark? Were you in the moment or were you watching it on a movie screen? Was it moist or dry? Was it loud or quiet? Write down all of these sensory events, as many as you can come up with. And then I want you to sit back for a moment, look around the room, shake it off, focus on a few things, talk to the dog, get up, grab a glass of water. Then sit back down, and in the middle column, I want you to remember a time that you did forgive someone or yourself for something. Brief description, what happened and that you forgave it. And then I want you to do the same thing. I want you to think about all of the things that you saw, that you felt or touched, or that you heard, that you tasted or smelled. Was it light or dark? Were things moving or still? Were you in it or watching it on a movie? Was it moist or dry? Was it noisy or quiet? And write down every single thing that you can think of with regard to this forgiveness moment, how you felt, get it all down. Then again, I want you to break that state. And I want you to look around the room, again, focus on a few things, read something. And then I want you to split that third column into a top and bottom portion. And then I want you to go through that list. And I want you to look at the things that were the same and cross those out. I felt moist when I didn't forgive, and I felt moist when I did. I was watching it on a movie screen when I didn't forgive myself. I was watching it on a movie screen when I forgave myself. And leave all of the ones that are different. And write those ones that are different in that upper right-hand corner. And now what I want you to do is focus on the unforgiven column, the left column. What I want you to do is switch one at a time each of the qualities that are different. If it was light, make it dark. If it was blurry, make it vivid. If it was quiet, make it loud. One at a time, notice how you feel after you change each particular element. And then, after you've changed all of those elements, ask yourself if there is any part of you that objects to reaching forgiveness with yourself or this other person. And if the answer is yes, integrate this new feeling of forgiveness with this event. See yourself in this way. And look forward into the future and notice how differently you're managing things. Then pull that sense of accomplishment and gratification and forgiveness inside and carry that with you. If you would like to have a copy of this strategy, all you have to do is surf over to our website at www.unlockyourwealth.com, and you can have the step-by-step strategy available for you to download so you can repeat this as often as necessary. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we are grateful for your time, and you have been listening to Millionaire Nuts and Bolts from Heather Wagenhals on Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, your purveyor of prosperity, and thank you for starting your day the millionaire way. Here's to your financial independence, and finally, financial freedom can be yours.